Sanjay and Rich.
I put them on the naughty list and they never forgave me.
On 93.7 KRQ.
All right, 7:35, it's John, Jay, and Rich. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, this comedian will be on the air with us around 7:45. But right now, though, we're going to talk about the new movie King Kong that's opening today. Our movie critics, Don and John, that are from Tucson, that work at a gigantic company but have so much talent, they review movies for us. They went to the KRQ exclusive premiere screening of King Kong. We're going to find out what they think of the movie right now. Don and John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
They are screenwriters as well as like nuclear missile designer types.
We do it all.
And, you know, what's interesting is I have yet to read a bad review about King Kong. In fact, I've even heard some movie reviewers talking about not only is this the best movie of the year, that it may be one of the best movies ever put together.
Yeah.
And that seems hard to believe in this day and age
of
not seeing.
And you guys know, if the critics like it, it's a winner.
Good point you make there.
Oh, man.
Oh, kids.
So what do you think?
All right. Well, of all the abusive, you know, bi-species relationships throughout time, none has really been as endearing and intriguing to the American public as, of course, Mike Tyson and Robin Givens.
Ah.
But right behind that, the original player, King Kong, and his trophy white chick. In this case, it's Naomi Watts.
Trophy wife.
So this King Kong is a $207 million production, directed, produced, and written by the Peter Jackson guy who did Lord of the Rings. And Naomi Watts plays the heroine, Adrian Brody plays the hero, and Jack Black pretty much plays himself. Funny thing. And this version is set in 1933, like the original version, and it begins when the film crew sets off to this mysterious Skull Island as a perfect setting for their movie. And once there, they learn that the island is inhabited by prehistoric animals and an enormous gorilla that we all know as Kong. Unfortunately, however, a tribe of Aborigines also inhabits the island, and they believe they have to make a human sacrifice to Kong to pacify the angry beast. So the tribe kidnaps the beautiful actress, Anne Darrow, who is played by Naomi Watts, and offers her as a sacrifice. This sends the film crew on an amazing adventure to rescue Anne and capture Kong. Anne is rescued while Kong falls prey to the crew's trap, and they whisk him off to New York to display him for profit. Ultimately, the bond between Anne and Kong, along with the need to be free, throws them both headlong into the life and death battle of man against beast.
King Kong is actually more thrill ride than it is motion picture, and although there are some of those bizarre Beauty and the Beast, Lifetime Channel Network moments that kind of make you reconsider your relationship with your family pet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hate to be a downer after Carrie was all, you know, greatest movie ever and all that, but this movie's got some issues. It's way too long. The dialogue is stupid. It's an exact replica of the original. You know, Peter Jackson's statement that, it's different because in this one King Kong doesn't eat people, that's probably the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And the casting is really questionable. Jack Black, I think, almost ruins a $200 million movie just
really?
By himself. Yeah, everything he says comes across as sarcastic. It's ridiculous. But the part I did like, though, like Carrie did say, the special effects and the cinematography are absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
There's a couple of scenes that are just almost worth viewing simply because of the quality of the scenes.
Hey, let me challenge you for a second
Sure.
here, if I can.
Bring it on.
I haven't seen it yet, but you actually sound like a movie reviewer instead of just like a person going to the movies. So I'm wondering if you just go for a thrill, like a lot of people go to see movies that they know aren't necessarily plot good, but they just want to ride. Is this the movie for that?
It could be, except that it's too much of it, I think.
It's way too long. You know, I think a movie ought to be a really good movie, it ought to be either entertaining or enlightening. And this one is definitely on the entertaining side. But the thing is that it's really...
I never want to see an enlightening movie. I don't see the point.
But you should have
Perfect Storm
was
a lot of enlightening.
I mean, it's strictly... I mean, there's 5 minutes where he just roars. I mean, it's just 5 minutes of him roaring.
Cool.
And it's cool for about 20 seconds. And then it's, you know, there's 20 minutes where he fights dinosaurs, which is kind of a Three Stooges Jackie Chan thing. Which, you know, is kind of funny for a few
Carrie,
minutes.
Carrie, go ahead.
I totally thought that was so badass. Are you talking about the T-Rexes?
Yeah.
But it goes on forever, Carrie.
I loved it.
Does it not go on forever?
Listen, you got to go. You're like the rocket creator dude. So this is smart. Like, it's a smart move. You're a smart guy. So this isn't exactly the you know, it's not a smart movie.
Oh, so like it couldn't happen?
No,
is that what you're telling me? Because I hate those kind of movies. You watch, you go, that can't happen in real life.
There's a bunch of that in this movie.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of that in this movie.
In this movie, there's a lot of I can believe that there's an island with dinosaurs on it. Yeah. I can buy that. But then when the men outrun the dinosaurs, I'm like, you know, he's ruined his. He doesn't stay within the rules of the universe he's created. And it's kind of like,
in the dinosaur universe.
That's an interesting way of putting
it. That's good.
The rules of the universe you've created.
Right.
That is a great way of putting it. But can't you just go? I mean, do you have to? Can't you have this suspension of disbelief where you just go along for the ride and enjoy it? Is that not this type of movie?
I think he violates the suspension of disbelief with violating the rules of his universe. But you can go and just enjoy the novelty of the movie. I mean, there really are some fascinating scenes. The native scenes. When the natives are restless, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. And when he climbs the Empire State Building at sunrise in New York City, I mean, that's an amazing scene. I think if aliens were to land and say, give us your best version of King Kong, I'd probably give them this one. But they should have done some editing on it, got a real actor instead of Jack Black to play that role. And you know,
the thing that bothered me, I think more than it bothered John, was the very last line of this movie is the same one as the last line of the first movie. And it was given by Jack Black, and it's a very, very serious moment, very profound moment. And you just, for me, it was hard to buy because of who he is. And that was the most disturbing thing for me in this movie.
So what's the line?
Sounds sarcastic.
It's the airplanes didn't kill him. The beast was killed by the beauty.
The beauty's what killed the beast.
The dialogue is so bad. There's one point where Adrian Brody, who's the hero, jumps off a boat, and he says, everybody spread out, let's find her. And then the captain jumps off the boat behind him. He says, all right, everybody stick together. And it's just like they were creating any cliche they could for a guy jumping off a boat, even though they couldn't stick each other.
What made it 3 hours.
Why did they say the beauty killed? Because didn't Jack Black kidnap the monkey and bring him to New York?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the monkey, like, breaks out of this. He's, like, on display. Like, I think the thing is King Kong knew he was going to die.
Yeah, he definitely did, and his whole thing was to protect, you know, protect and character.
But she was fine anyway.
You cracked me up. King Kong knew he was going to die. He's a big ape.
Listen here, rocket builder. You got to go to, like, I don't know, second grade, eighth grade.
How can you not be upset about this movie? He eats all the black chicks, and he
hates
the white girl.
Yeah.
What is with that?
You know what I was thinking, too? I totally wanted to tell you after the movie, John, was isn't it funny how the little pygmy people are, like, little golems? I was like, totally Peter Jackson. They're little golems.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what do you give it? Do you say go see it at the theater or no?
Yeah, I say go see it, but I say it's a yellow on our movie night traffic light because I think Kong fans are going to love this movie, but for the casual movie fan, this one's really long. So
yeah, you guys
really
said long. It best, though. You said it's a novelty.
Yeah.
It's not a gorillas in the mist
by
any means.
Well, that's okay. I'm totally down with a media hype big movie event.
That's why I liked it.
And the movies, if the movie's better than average, then I am largely satisfied.
Yeah.
And the last thing I can think of like that to me was Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah,
the big hype, Angelita, Brad, you got to go see it. And I was surprised that the movie was better than the hype behind it.
Yeah. We liked that one.
Yeah, we did like that one.
That's better than that.
So if it's big and it's got big special effects and the theater rattles and Kong starts destroying stuff, I don't need to worry about the dialogue. I don't go to see Bad Boys with Will Smith because the dialogue. I go to see it because it's a big movie that's loud.
About 45 minutes into it, Rich.
So
that's
three
where
hours.
The action starts, yeah.
Minutes. It's over 3 hours long, so King Kong is King Long.
Yeah.
it's too long. Go ahead, use that in one of your next reviews.
Okay, we got it.
Would either of you go see it again with your kids or other people? Would you go back to see it in the theater?
I think Carrie, what did you think? I thought it was kind of too violent for kids. There's a lot of, like, creepy bugs. There's, like, you know, the middle stunt in Fear Factor?
Yeah.
That goes on for about 30 minutes in this movie where bugs are crawling on people.
Did you guys see Fear Factor last night? You see Fear Factor last night?
No.
Oh, it's pretty good.
I brought my four-year-old. I brought all three girls. But my four-year-old just, like, she actually started crying when he died.
She started crying
when they captured him.
When who died?
When they captured King Kong, Amaya had tears.
Oh, there's not going to be a sequel?
When they cut open his hand and his brain, did they do that?
There'll be a remake.
No,
that was Faces of Death.
The goriest thing that happens in the movie is, I would say, he fights a T-Rex, and he, like, totally kicks his butt. Bites off his tongue.
Hey, Carrie, what about the giant leech that sucks the guy's head?
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
That's cool.
All right, Don and John, the first non-positive review of King Kong. in the country.
We're rebels.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for being on the program.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, 7:45. Coming up, we're going to speak to the guy that wrote the book, He's Just Not That Into You. It's coming up next with John, Jane, Rich.